And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio and streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. We're continuing our conversation with two amazing seniors from Patchogue Medford High School, home of the Raiders. Alex is a 12th grader and so is Dan. And we were talking about learning what it takes to have some conversations with your state officials, not necessarily lobbying on that trip, but just having some conversations about issues that are impacting not only students in the school, but community members as well. So, Alex, you get up to Albany. You did all this preparation ahead of time. And I spent a couple of minutes with you guys here on the first segment, and I could tell you would be a formidable challenge across the table if I was having a debate or you came to me and you said, hey, here's an issue and this is what we need to fix it. So what were some of the topics that you brought to Albany with you? And tell us about your experience there. Who did you meet with?
So my most memorable interaction of many during the day was definitely with Senator Croce. Unfortunately, Flanagan had a lot on his plate that day, as I'm sure he does every day.
When you lead the Senate, your time is probably very thin as far as a little wiggle room for some stuff being majority leader there.
Yep. Right. So even more exceptional, the opportunity to speak with him. But we did get a little extra time with Senator Croce, and he had us in his office. And I think more so than any issue, because given the time constraints, it was difficult to have such specific conversation. I was personally interested in who our senators were as people, what motivated them to do what it is that they do, who is backing them, pushing them forward to make these changes in legislation that seem kind of abstract as a citizen. So what it is that they personally feel strongly about that may influence them to legislate in a specific way. So
what were some of the things you learned about Senator Croce? Because he is an impressive individual. He's got quite the background and resume. I mean, you know, you're talking about a kid from Long Island, went to Connect Quad Schools, and sat in the White House Situation Room. I mean, that's a pretty impressive journey through one's life. So what are some of the other things that you learned about Senator Croce that really just took you back and impressed you?
Truly impressed by his humility, you know, a man of such esteemed background, taking the time to converse with high school seniors on a day trip was just made a very strong impression on me. And I also took particular interest in his military background, which I think is an important and very valuable perspective to approach legislation from.
And he still serves in the Navy Reserves as a commander, and works with Naval Intelligence. What was there any one thing that you took away that you still remember, of something that he told you about either the process up there or what it takes to be a public official or what it means to him? What was probably the one takeaway that has stuck with you with your conversation with Senator Croce?
I have a vivid memory of him saying that, you know, it was actually a Harry Truman quote that it's amazing what you can get done when it doesn't matter who gets the credit. And I thought that was a very strong statement to make in the current political climate.
So many people are trying to seek the credit and the photo op, but it's really the people that roll up their sleeves behind the scenes, do the work, the nameless people that don't seek the spotlight, don't seek the photo op, don't seek the headline, but make sure that it gets done. And that is a true sign of humility. Dan, same thing for you. Who are some of the folks that, again, you spoke with? We know you spoke with Senator Flanagan, albeit briefly, and Senator Croce. Who did you meet with on the assembly side?
We met with Dean Murray.
Yep, he's an impressive guy as well. Full of energy, that guy, I'll tell you, right? He's pretty hyper. And again, he's a very passionate advocate for his community, and he resides in the PatMed community, I know. So, or some of the things that you had interaction with Dean Murray about?
To go along with the heroin and opioid epidemic, working with joint task forces to try to eliminate that hostile threat, though, to our public, as it is a bad thing, though, that many people do fall into, though, that's an endless cycle.
And did you have an opportunity to communicate some of your passions directly to Assemblyman D. Murray or anybody else up in Albany about your thoughts?
Well, yes, with not with Dean Murray as much as I did with Croce.
Right.
And that's about with the homelessness and that area.
The area of addiction and all the societal problems and the community problems that come along with it. So
yes.
What would you say is going to be something about this process and this trip to Albany that you're going to remember 10 years from now? What if I could say, Dan, tell me 10 years from now what you're going to remember about Albany the most that puts a smile on your face. What is it going to be?
Oh, 10 years from now, if I'm still able to remember, that's all that I want.
Well, I'm hoping 10 years from now you can still remember. At 50, I forget a lot of things, but I still remember a lot, Dan. So the good news is there's good hope that you're still going to remember. So
yes.
What would be the one thing? And we were talking off the air about the staircase in the Senate chamber, how pretty it is. And the staircase kind of reminds you of Hogwarts, right, with Harry Potter.
Yeah, the whole building as a whole, I feel, is really beautiful, though. In the fact that people actually devoted their time, though, to actually building something as
craftsmanship, yeah,
good as that. And they actually went across, though, to look for different craftsmen and borrowed a lot of resources from different areas, though, of
there's a lot of influences from around the country, around the world, built into that one state capital. Alex, same question for you. What is going to be the thing that 10 years from now, you know, you and Dan are still going to be remembering things, right? So what is going to be your biggest takeaway from this Albany trip?
Biggest takeaway, I would say, is that the people representing us as citizens are just that. They're people with a passion for representing other people, for pushing through legislation that helps the individual, for going back to their home districts and seeing the faces of citizens on whom they've had a direct impact. And I think that really stood out to me. I didn't realize.
You had a different impression beforehand?
I don't know if I really thought much about it.
Right.
I think as citizens, we picture our legislators as men and women in business attire talking to each other about things that they're interested in. And I don't know if we always think that they're really motivated by issues happening back at home.
The good ones always are, and they keep plenty busy if they're doing it the right way. There's not enough hours in the day. So, Alex, tell me about life beyond Patchogue Medford. What's next for you, and what do you see doing in the years ahead?
So, in the coming fall, I'll be attending Binghamton University as a PricewaterhouseCoopers scholar in the School of Management.
Well done.
Thank you.
I knew we had some impressive kids sitting here, but now you guys are making me feel, I'm feeling like, you know, a little intimidated here. Okay, so good for you.
Thank you.
And what do you hope to major in?
I hope to double major in...
Of course, slacker.
In business administration with a concentration in leadership and consulting and in political science.
So a little political flair in there. And did this help that process along at all?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Dan, same question for you. Life beyond Patchogue Medford. And I have a feeling, Dan, too, we haven't heard the last of you. I have a feeling 10 years from now, you're going to remember pretty well, and I think you're going to be pretty involved with wherever you settle down, and I think your memory is going to be long and deep. So life beyond Patchogue Med for you is what?
I do plan on going in the fall to Suffolk Community College over in Emmerman.
Good for you. Very good campus and a lot of program offerings over at Suffolk, and they do an amazing job.
Yes.
With some of their coursework. And for those that are, you know, thinking about it, there's less of a cost to get some of those prerequisites out of the way. So beyond Suffolk, what are you thinking about?
I haven't really thought that too far ahead, though, because to go back to Croce, though, with his military experience, the fact that we have people like that, though, to be in the military, to defend our people, though, our citizens,
right,
is really an honor, though, because we wouldn't have all these choices, though, because that's why I'm so undecided, because there's so many great choices out there, and I don't
And you have the right to be undecided.
Yes, yes.
Right? Less than 1% of our population protects and defends the other 99% of us, and without that dedicated, loyal, less than 1%, who knows, Dan, you might not be able to be undecided for a while. It's been a pleasure speaking with the two of you. And Dan, get involved. Get involved in some of those organizations that help the homeless because you're passionate about it. And I really enjoyed the conversation with you as well, Alex. Mr. Cohen, Christine Rignola, Patchogue Medford has a lot to be proud of. We've been speaking with the folks from Patchogue Medford and their legislative committee and their trip to Albany. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio and streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. Don't forget to like that Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. Post some photos, suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in. And just like Dan and Alex, you could be right here on our Spotlight. Thank you.